Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Dr. Casey Narica has a doctorate degree in clinical psychology. She is the director of psychotherapy at Clarity Clinic, joins us here from time to time. And lately, we've needed you more than ever, doctor. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good. How about you?
Okay, but very distressed by some headlines here. Tribune on the Health and Family page today. Coronavirus pandemic creates suicide risk. Experts worried after effects could linger for years. According to this this report that quotes an article published earlier this month in one of the medical journals, along with social isolation and financial woes and the lack of access to religious and community supports, these are really tough times. Is that what you're seeing in your practice?
We actually are not seeing that too much in our practice right now. I think we have a really good team, and a lot of these relationships have been established pre-pandemic. However, we do have a lot of new patients coming in and signing up for that online therapy. And I think, those people who are reaching out or maybe are more aware of the struggles that they are having in this isolation, in this quarantine, are bringing that awareness to the forefront and reaching out, which is what we encourage people to do. We are set up to have therapy for short term during this process if this is what people are seeking, and it can be very helpful. And we know people are kind of scattered around right now, and telehealth gives us that option. But we have our providers who are, taking the time to research the area our patients are living in to see what resources are there and how we can best assist them, even though we're not in the same state sometimes or the same town. So we do have a lot of things in place to help that situation. Unfortunately, we have people who are quarantined and isolated, and they do struggle with mental illness, and that can be a really tough time for them and providers as well.
What are the pros and cons of how you have to do it now over the phone or video chat or text? Nothing can replace the face-to-face visits.
Correct. It's definitely been trying. I think there are some patients and there are some providers who really like that platform. It's just most convenient for them. However, there's also, when you talk about the therapeutic relationship in the process, there's confidentiality. And when we're home around family members or friends sometimes, that gets lost a little bit. So that kind of changes sometimes how our providers respond, knowing that there might be other people in the room. So we're encouraging people to find the most secure place in their house. Sometimes that's a car, and that's okay. So it definitely looks different. It feels different. And we're all at this point just, sitting on our computers hour after hour with patients, which is great. And we're all happy to be able to provide these services for them. Because we're not in the office and we're not able to have those little breaks and little chats with coworkers, it makes it a little bit more difficult. But we're hanging in there. And although it looks different, we're still getting what we need to get done.
We're all expressing our thanks to the first responders, but I worry about the people like medical professionals. They're under enormous stress. And are you hearing from them a lot these days?
We have a few. I think just their schedules are so busy. And I know a lot of hospitals and clinics have their own support systems built in for the healthcare providers, which is awesome. We do have a support group for healthcare providers specifically dealing with the COVID-19. So it is something that we have on our website that they can sign up for if they have the time to do it. And we realize that that's probably the biggest struggle, is that their schedules are so chaotic and I'm sure much more busy than normal. So we encourage them to reach out whenever they can, even if it's a check-in once in a while to someone, a mental health professional or family, and to seek those resources that their clinics have for them. And if not, reach out. There are many other clinics, such as Clarity, who are offering those resources as well.
We're all suffering from quarantine fatigue. What's the best advice you can give us?
I'm trying to figure that out myself. This is definitely tough. I think we're on week 6 right now, and this is, I think we're all getting stir crazy. The weather is breaking, so we have some warm days. That makes it more difficult to stay inside. I think the you know, the biggest thing, which we've said before, is that we really need to kind of find structure and routine, and we have to do those things every day. Trying something new one day and not doing it the next day really prevents us from being able to get in that good groove and to be able to maintain that that new behavior. So we have to try these things daily, find things we enjoy, whether that's family time through a Zoom chat. I know a lot of people have like Zoom happy hours and Zoom game nights, all of which have been very helpful. And honestly, just sometimes just as fun as being in person. You know, still take those walks, being careful, use your masks, use social distancing, but get outside, get some fresh air. We're going to really have to try to be creative. There are a ton of resources online that are free to people. And especially if you have kids, there are a lot of good things online too. Like a lot of the zoos are having live webcasts so you can look at the aquariums and the animals and things like that. So we have to be creative. We don't want this to extend any further. So we all need to do our part to just to follow those guidelines.
I think it's incredible what a little fresh air can do. You get a Absolutely. Break in the weather, just walking around the block. It really helps your mental attitude. I mean, mm-hmm. sometimes nothing changes except the way you're looking at things and the way you feel. So, you know, getting outside, for me anyway, that's been the solution.
Absolutely. Getting fresh air is a huge thing. Exercise is a huge thing for mood in general. And now that today's not a good example, it's a little rainy, but when the sun comes out, that feels even better. And one of the good things to do while you take a walk is a technique we call mindfulness. And that's basically just using all of your senses, take in your environment, just kind of revel in that moment rather than letting your thoughts get away from you. Use your sense of sight, use your smell, use your ears to listen to the birds or the cars or the, you know, even today, just listening to the rain. You know, that can all be very therapeutic and calming. So I would encourage everyone to use that technique when they do go out for walks.
For sure. I know our session is almost over, but I need to lie down here and ask you about one thing, Doctor. Is it okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Hang on. Let me get comfy here on my couch. So I'm with my wife and our 19-year-old. She's home from school, so we're all in the house a lot now, and they're getting on my nerves. And what's happening is the two of them are ganging up on me now. All the things I used to hear just from my wife about bad habits, now my daughter is kind of mimicking that. So I'm getting it from both of them, and I don't quite know how to handle it. So what I try to do is just say I'm sorry when they bring these things up. But here's what my wife does when I say I'm sorry. She'll say, "You're not sorry. You're just saying this to shut me up." And I'm not saying, like, I'm sorry. I'm not saying it that way. I'm trying to be genuine. But then she says, don't say that. Well, what am I supposed to do? Sorry for yelling at you, Doc. I'm frustrated.
I encourage it. That's fine. I think, you know, this is going to be interesting for a lot of families and couples. This is a different dynamic. So typically we do, you know, have work to go to and other things to attend to outside of the home, which kind of gives us that, like, we enjoy coming back home and seeing our family. But, you know, like you're saying, there's some frustration going on with maybe things around the house or getting yelled at for things that maybe we typically wouldn't do, or maybe we have done before, but now that we're home more, it's more prevalent. So one of the things, and I honestly just listened to a podcast on this, is that research says that a lot of the issues within relationships in the family have to do with our expectations. So typically our expectations would be X, Y, and Z, and maybe that was discussed within the family prior to the pandemic. However, this might be a time we need to revisit those.
Yeah.
So what is everyone expecting from each other, and how do we best follow through with that? And, you know, it might have to take a little bit more conscious effort on our part to remind ourselves that these are the responsibilities they have at home, and to follow through with that. But we are all going through a tough time right now. So maybe reconfigure some expectations, giving ourselves and each other some slack, I think will go a long way.
This is where you say we have to stop now. Dr. Casey Noreika, talk to you again soon. Thanks, Doc. Appreciate it.
Thank you.